This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
Probably one of the easiest things to optimize on your website are images. The best sort of images to use are original images that have never been put on the internet before. Make sure that the image is named appropriately according to what the image is. There's no point just putting the keyword over and over again. That's called stuffing and it's very bad. The images that are original get more traction because they offer more value. So things that come out of your iPhone camera, things that you have an illustrator design custom for you, will be better than just using the cheesy stock photos. Now, when you put the images on the site and you've named them correctly, you can also put an alternative text so that when people hover over them, it has the appropriate name. This helps people who have trouble hearing and they can see. You might find your image results are getting really good rankings because people do image searches. So that's why it's important to have their exact name for it. When people share your content, if your content has an image in the post, then it will actually go and look for the image and pull the image into something like a Facebook post. And of course, you can take advantage of Pinterest, where you might find you get good traffic if your images are really good. A good standard would be to have one image per post or page on your website. If you have an e-commerce store or you sell a product, be sure to put lots and lots of images because that's what people going online are looking for, especially how people use whatever it is that you sell.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.